This webcast is a service of SDPB. More information at sd.net.
We'll go ahead and call it to order, and we'll do a roll call, which will be real quick because you got me and Luke Lindberg. You've got Steve Duffy, and then your office. So that'll be a quick roll call. I believe that's all that's online.
Yeah, and just for information, SDPB is online because they live stream the meeting as it gets going. So that's sure. The other party online there.
Sure. So, and then I just need a motion to adopt the October 24th meeting minutes.
I moved.
And Steve, you make that motion?
I think it was Luke, but I'll second.
Okay. Steve, you'll second. That was Luke that made the motion. All right.
Found it.
And Steve seconds. And all in favor would be aye.
Aye.
Opposed.
Aye.
Opposed, and then the motion would be carried. So and the minutes are adopted. And then we continue on with our discussion of proposed legislative changes. That would have been a Chris Carr thing had he been on. I don't know if he's got that bill drafted yet or not, but hopefully it's in the works. So, Steve, do you have anything on that or not?
No.
Okay. All right. And then the SDSU Memorandum of Understanding with the University of College Dublin. I know Schoenbeck was working on that. He just sent in a real brief message that it's still in the process. Does anybody else have any updates on that?
I think he's working with Barry Dunn on that one.
Yes. Okay. At our last meeting, we just a discussion on the 2025 Commission's actions or activities and operate or opportunities. We were talking of when we were last together back in October about getting different lists together. Has there been any movement on that or anything can transpired or anything there? I don't know. I've not heard anything from the group in Ireland.
I don't know of anything.
So we have done some digging about getting some lists of businesses that are currently doing business in Ireland. We've hit a bit of a slight hiccup in process on that. I anticipate we're going to have more information, Mr. Chairman, forthcoming from our side. Sure. Largely, there's just a – I can explain more, but a bit of a there's between one of our business partners that has some good information on that. We're trying to get access to that data right now. And so it's been taking us a little longer than we anticipated. So apologies on that.
Nope, not a problem. So at some point, you guys will have to elect a new chairman and vice chairman and stuff. And I'm assuming once Chris, our representative, is now Senator Carr, makes those appointments, we'll know more along with the House members when they make those appointments. And then you'll have a reorganization meeting at some point. Any other discussion until we figure out? I don't really have anything because I'm outgoing, and I'll just turn it over to Steve or any of you guys that would have any other discussions or opportunities that you think might be coming down the pike or whatever your thoughts are.
I might chime in there and just Absolutely. Give you a quick update on South Dakota Trade's perspective. And we have circled the date for the Irish American Legislators Conference, I think is what it's called, in August, and are beginning the process of recruiting some companies to do a trade mission that would correspond with those same dates so that we could have some companies come join us and use that as a chance to leverage this platform in addition to our partnership with Ireland to sure. take advantage of their hospitality, but also bring some companies along who could do business as well while we're there. So that is one of the trade missions we are planning on right now at this point for August this year. So just wanted to let everybody know that is we're working towards that goal. We don't have any. We'll put together like a one-page flyer to recruit companies and express to them the opportunity that exists. We're a little ways in front of that at this point. It usually takes place about 3 to 4 months in advance, but we have put that on the calendar and are planning on that at this stage.
Well, that's awesome.
That is awesome. Just a quick question. Was that Luke who just spoke?
Yes, sir.
Yes, it was.
Okay, good. But on my phone, since I can't get on. Well, that's great news. I think that's exciting, and that maybe is the first maybe concrete steps of our committee to see what the next steps look like.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be a good opportunity as well.
Yeah, I'll go with you, Luke. I'll sacrifice and I'll go ahead and go over there with you.
Awesome. We'll put you down on the manifest.
Yeah. I don't think they want Maher back in there again. They're still just recovering from the last trip.
Yeah, it was a good one. So.
Yeah, I'd like to. Yeah, I really would like to see it. I see on Facebook that Daly is in a campaign mode. I don't know if anybody's seen that. This must be their time to run for office. But so I've seen a few. So hopefully he'll be reelected. I don't know why he wouldn't, but in this line of work, you never know.
That's right. Anything from the Department of Ag or anything that you've been working on or anything that.
Yeah, no, appreciate that opportunity. Not necessarily specific to Ireland. The secretary is in India right now with the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture on a trade mission in India, focusing on, you know, to the extent we can on biofuels and expansion of markets in that area. So I think that'll be an excellent trip. I'm anxious to hear back from him and see how that went. Otherwise, you know, as everybody is, we're gearing up for session and which starts next week. Yep. And look forward to working on this more. And, you know, if that, hopefully the legislation moves forward, but, you know, we will continue to staff and do our due diligence for this group and until it's not our responsibility anymore. So.
Perfect. Thank you. Steve, you were starting to say something. I cut you off.
Just fill in the void. That's what the Irish do. We fill the void.
Well, I don't have anything else without the two other individuals here to give their reports. That's all I have, and I will leave it in the capable hands of the duly elected next legislature to carry on with this. And I want to thank the staff there at Department of Ag for your help and assistance over the course of this year as we get this up and running. Luke, thank you for willing to step in here and help us out and get this going. And I look forward to following and watching from afar.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. Definitely,
Mr. Chairman. That. We appreciate it.
Mr. Chair, just to check the box, could you call for public comment?
Oh, yes, I can. Is there anyone online or in the office that would like to have some public comment? Hearing none, it says on the agenda, the next meeting date and proposed agenda items. I'm just going to leave that up to Carr. He'll be kind of the one in charge. He'll be the returning member, and it's going to be in his ballpark to establish that and get members appointed. So, and I'll talk to him. I'll touch base with Carr after this is over and he's done with whatever he's working on today and let him know that. So.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
All right, guys. Thank you. So, this is a quick meeting, and thank you for your few minutes of interruption today. So,
thanks for connecting.
Yep. Thank you, Steve. Yep. Luke, guys, take care.